When my father had the business, I said to him, I had a Coke machine that I ran up in at Hudson High School in the teacher's lounge. And the Coke came in and says, every 10 cases you buy, we give you 5 free. So I said to my father, I said, you know, I said, you can make a lot more money in your business, I said, by buying Coke rather than buying Pepsi. He said, don't ever come down here with that. I said, why not? He said, we buy our soda from Graziano. He said, we've always bought soda from him. He said, we don't care what the price is. He said, we buy from Graziano. I said, why do you do that? Because he buys pizza from us. And because he brings his family down here. I said, so, he said, if I bought soda from Coca-Cola, he said, little by little, the people would stop coming here. Hudson was an ethnic neighborhood city. You had, okay, you had the Italians, the Polish, the Irish, Jewish, and blacks. And it was very, very distinctly designed by streets. For example, if you went down Warren Street on the south side of Warren Street, from probably early 1900s up through 50s, 60s, the complexion started to change. That's when the first, late 60s, when the first shopping center opened. And what happened is all the immigrants that lived upstairs over the little store that they had downstairs, who started becoming affluent, they moved out. When they moved out, their business, which was dependent upon the ethnic neighborhood, started to change. So if you were in an Italian neighborhood selling pizza, and you moved out, and you moved your kids out with it, and the guy next door moved out, who used to buy your pizza, moved out, and then you had an influx and a change in the neighborhood, you no longer had viable business. Then the shopping centers came into existence. Once they came into existence, stores started to move out. Artisans, craftsmen. You had barbers, you had stonemasons, you had those type of people. You had a couple cobblers that did the shoes. You had...
So the quarries have any relation to the...
Yes. The quarries Colarusso. And if you... That's the name of the...
Yeah, I know.
Okay. If you go back, that's an Italian name. Right. And then the one that built the shopping center that's out here was Fabiano, where ShopRite, that plaza is.
Yep.
That was all done by Fabiano. He built that whole housing complex up where Lincoln Boulevard is, Washington Boulevard. Right after World War II, they come up and they built these pop-up houses, no basements in them. Uh-huh. Fabiano was the one who did that. Let's see.
There
was
about the big names.
Well, there were two of the big names. I'm trying.
Barlotta
was a farm.
They were farmers.
But and they're longtime immigrants as well. Yeah. And they were a little tiny farm, and they little by little became very, very large. My grandfather came from New York City. He came from Pola, Italy. Came in through Ellis Island. I think he lived in Brooklyn. He lived in Brooklyn for a couple of years, and then he did some work down there, and he had some family up here. So he moved up here living with a family up here, he and his wife, and then they bought a house on Chapel Street. After they had 12 kids, most of them were born there. Then they bought another house on Warren Street, which was the family business that they opened up there.
Right.
My grandfather was, he spoke Italian,
and
I went to my grandfather. I said to him, how come you only never speak to me in Italian? He says, because you're not Italian. He says, you're American. He said, if I wanted to be Italian, he said, I would have stayed in Italy. He said, I came here. He said, I didn't come here to be Italian. I came here to become an American. He says, if Italy was so great, he said, I would have stayed there. He said, there's all opportunity here. You need to be.
The term, Italian and American,
That's wrong. In my opinion, that's wrong. It should be American, Italian.
Well, yeah.
Because I'm American first. My heritage is Italian.
Right.
I find it a little bit offensive that somebody says, I'm Irish-American. You're really American-Irish. Are you American citizen? Are you allegiance to this country? Okay. Your heritage, it should be the other way around. Because to me, that's a little offensive when somebody says, I'm Italian-American. You're really American-Italian.
I have the same cringe effect.
So I was born here, and he was born in the house next to me. He said to me, you have poisoned my mind and my body. He says, you've addicted me to pizza. Because my father used to have a restaurant and a barber shop, and the restaurant used to make pizza. We used to deliver on motorcycles and scooters around town in Hudson.
What were the streets that were the Italian streets?
Well, if you went down Warren Street If you went the south side of Warren Street, you're talking about starting on 3rd Street, okay? You went down 3rd Street, 2nd Street, 1st Street, Front Street, left-hand side, down Front Street and the right-hand side towards the river, Italian neighborhood. You came up Chapel Street, which is no longer in existence, Lower State Street, I can't remember what the name of the other street is. You had all sorts of little stores, grocery stores. There was a butcher. There was probably four or five Italian stores. Yeah, barbershops. There was probably 50, 60 barbershops. Yeah. On the block I brought up on between 2nd and 3rd Street. Uh-huh. Okay, I'm going to call them bars, just bars. Mm-hmm. Okay, we had the Savoia. We had the General Worth. We had the Howard Hotel. We had Gennarino's. You had the Paramount Grill. You had the DeWitt. And you had McKenna's. So we had 7 bars. Now let's count the barbershops in that street. My father, across the street, was Finn.
And what's your last name again?
Conkra.
Conkra.
That's name has been changed. It was Cancro. C-A-N-C-R-O, but my grandfather changed the name when he moved up from the city into the area. Mm-hmm. So there was 3, 4, 5. There were 8 barbershops in my block.
Wow.
You went down the next block and it duplicated it again. You had the Polish neighborhood, which was State Street, over towards Charles Williams School, and up State Street to about 4th Street. Then you had the Irish neighborhood that was over Allen Street, Union Street, Upper Allen, Upper Union Street. You had the Jewish neighborhood, which was above 3rd Street. Most of the businesses were Jewish. Matter of fact, Ginsburg's, you've heard of Ginsburg?
Sure.
Ginsburg started out a little grocery store between 3rd and 4th Street on the right-hand side. A little mom-and-pop grocery store, just like most of the other ones. And then they extended out, started servicing food for businesses and you had Our Lady of Mount Carmel, which was the Italian church.
Really?
You had Sacred Heart, which was the Polish church. You had St. Mary's, which was the Irish church, and the, as the Italians would call it, the Midigan church, the American church. Okay, so that was the church that serviced most of the other population. But you had a distinct church that was established by the Polish immigrants, distinct church that was established by the Italian immigrants, and really St. Mary's, for all intents and purposes, was established by the Catholic community, but that was the Irish church. So you had 3 distinct churches.
Did you have services in Italian at all?
Oh, yeah, when I was growing up? Oh, yeah. We had the street festivals, you know, you marched a statue up and down the street and all that. Yeah. We had the fireworks and the carnivals and all that. Yeah, wait, but Rocky Rob's got to be prepared, right?
Oh, yeah.
If you take Broccoli Rob and it's not, and that's the worst thing in the world. Yeah. Give me Broccoli Rob, somebody knows how to prepare it, and now you got something. But
okay, let's hear your recipe.
Well, the biggest thing with Broccoli Rob, first thing you got to do is you got to put it in salt water. And then you have to put it in a colander, and you put it, wait on it, and you let it stay there for a few hours to take all the bitterness out of it. Now, I like Broccoli Rob fried. I like Broccoli Rob boiled, but I also like it later on to take it and, you know, aliole, okay, with a little, maybe sometimes a little sausage in the aliole, or even a little bacon, and cooked on the stove and served as a side dish. Can't beat it.